Governor Tony Evers has directed state agencies to clear a backlog of rules on everything from wolf management to professional licensing without going through the legislature. It's Thursday, August 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to WPR ahead of a weekend event in Viroqua. And we'll hear about clinical trials in Wisconsin testing whether psychedelic drugs can help treat mental health disorders. Stay with us.
You know Larry will keep things interesting.
The Russian ambassador and I decided we were going to have lunch, just the two of us. And we were going to tell each other things so there was no surprises. We have this first lunch at my residence, and as we're leaving, I say to him, I suppose you have this place bugged. And he says, yes, but they don't work.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekdays from 11 to 1 on WPR News.
Governor Tony Evers is telling state agencies to bypass Republican-led committees in order to clear a backlog of proposed state agency rules. As Rich Kramer reports, the governor says a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling last month allows him to do it.
The ruling struck down the ability of the Joint Committee for Administrative Rules to indefinitely block changes to things like wolf management and water protection. In a letter to agency leaders, Evers claims that means rules he signed off on can go into effect without legislative approval. Attorney Luke Berg of the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says he expects to see agencies trying to publish rules without any input from lawmakers.
If the legislature wants to stop them, they're going to have to get the governor to sign a bill. Of course, the governor also has to approve all the rules, so they would be asking the governor effectively to overrule himself, which, you know, as a practical matter, seems very unlikely.
Environmental advocates laud the shift, arguing Republican-controlled committees have blocked some regulations for years. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Record-setting flash flooding damaged 22 Milwaukee public school buildings. Superintendent Brenda Casilius says the schools will be ready for the first day of school on September 2nd, but she says the state needs a plan to deal with aging school buildings and an increase in extreme weather events.
Those disasters will continue to happen as climate change continues to worsen and reach the northern parts of the United States, and we need to have preparedness.
Caselius wants to work with the state legislature to create a building authority. Her idea comes from her former job as superintendent of Boston Public Schools. There, a state building authority funded through sales taxes reimbursed school districts for eligible construction costs. She says the cost of repairing flood damage to the schools is still being calculated. A Monroe cheesemaking facility is at the center of a complex labor dispute amid the nationwide immigration crackdown. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more about an ongoing strike at W&W Dairy.
A change in policy under new ownership would verify workers' immigration status. 43 striking workers argue that effectively forces some out, so they deserve severance. Jacob Hamburger researches immigration law at Marquette University. He says even employees without legal work authorization are entitled to certain protections.
When undocumented immigrants are employed, generally they still have rights to collective bargaining, rights to unemployment insurance, rights to wage and hour laws, rights against wage theft, discrimination, so on and so forth.
The company's new owners, Dairy Farmers of America, say they're not terminating anyone during the transition and, quote, any severance obligations would need to be addressed by the current employer. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is headed to southwest Wisconsin this weekend to campaign for a Democrat in a closely watched congressional race. The former presidential candidate will appear at a town hall in Viroqua on Saturday alongside Rebecca Cook. Cook is challenging Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden in the 2026 race for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. During an interview with WPR, Sanders said he believes that Cook has what it takes to flip that district. He says that's because she stands with the working class rather than the wealthy.
Democrats have been losing ground, not only rural Wisconsin, but rural America. In fact, all over the country. And I think the Democrats have got to make a fundamental decision. Which side are they on?
Last year, Cook lost a race to unseat Van Orden by a margin of less than 3 percentage points. Coming up, could the drug found in magic mushrooms help people with depression? Wisconsin scientists are at the forefront of a movement testing the idea. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
And finally, Wisconsin scientists are leaders in a worldwide effort to test psychedelic drugs in treatments for mental health conditions. They're hoping drugs that have traditionally been used recreationally and illegally may have clinical applications. WPR's Anna Marie Yanni spoke with researchers who say their trials could persuade federal regulators to make the drug in magic mushrooms the first psychedelic approved for this type of treatment.
Becca Cassanda is a mosaic artist in Milwaukee. She's also training to be an art therapist. And years ago, she was haunted by trauma that led to post-traumatic stress disorder. Today, though, she says thoughts that used to preoccupy her mind barely stick around.
And I felt like I was like a volcano ready to explode at any time before, because there was so much under the surface with that trauma. And it is just like, it's not even part of my reality at all anymore.
In 2020, Cassanda had tried talk therapy and other therapies, but nothing stuck. It was then she enrolled in a nationwide trial through the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It was testing the drug MDMA in a therapeutic treatment for PTSD. She says even as a therapist trainee, she hasn't found a treatment that compares.
I feel like there's like a permanent change with it. I don't feel like I have any risk in sort of slipping back into it.
Last summer, federal regulators rejected MDMA-assisted therapy for PTSD, sending it back to the lab for more testing. But that trial was part of a broader movement to see whether psychedelic drugs might have real clinical applications to help people with depression, addiction, and PTSD. And in Wisconsin, researchers say there's promise in another psychedelic drug, psilocybin.
We have a lot of nature artwork and some plants in here because I
think in this room on UW-Madison's campus, clinical psychologist and neuroscientist Christopher Nicholas helps guide people through psychedelic treatments. Psilocybin is the psychoactive ingredient in magic mushrooms. It triggers hours-long hallucinations and sometimes intense trips. So for the trial, participants settle into a room that looks more like a living room than someone's lab.
So they often wear headphones, listen to instrumental music, and we really encourage them to just be within their experience.
Researchers like Nicholas are hopeful psychedelic drugs paired with therapy will offer them a new tool for patients. He worked on a 2023 study that found participants' depression scores improved about 6 weeks after a single dose of psilocybin. Psychiatrist Charles Raison led that study. He's a UW-Madison professor and a clinical director at the nearby USONA Institute. USONA makes psilocybin pills and protocols used in research trials across the country. It's also one of the few places worldwide to get FDA breakthrough therapy status for its psilocybin depression research. Raison is optimistic about these therapies.
They're going to help some people a lot. They're not going to help some people at all. Some people they'll help a little bit. It'll be like a lot of things, but that they will be new. They work differently than other agents we have, and they're going to be beneficial that way.
Not everyone is eligible. Scientists don't generally give psychedelics to people with psychotic disorders and high blood pressure for fear of exacerbating these conditions. But if approved, Raison's research predicts millions of people could be helped by the treatment. USONA is leading a nationwide trial testing the safety and efficacy of psilocybin treatment for major depressive disorder. And new federal leadership may work in their favor. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently signaled federal support for psychedelic therapies. But company spokesperson Tura Patterson says ultimately, the data needs to stand on its own.
There may be
a favorable attitude, but I think it is still going to come down to what the FDA requires for any new drug approvals.
If psilocybin is approved, she says the Wisconsin Institute will be an educational leader for clinicians preparing to provide such treatments. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Mix of sunshine and clouds today. Little warmer than yesterday, but still pretty nice, with highs in the 70s and 80s. Increasing clouds overnight with lows down in the 50s and 60s. Slight chance for some rain in northwestern Wisconsin tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Courtney Everett and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.